What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio. I'm your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and this is our very first radio show of the year. And today we have been welcoming some talented new faces on the show to find out more about them and their goals. Ari, welcome to the Internet Hollywood universe. Now that we finally crossed paths and the time's arrived to shine a light on your upcoming journey as a model, and I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us today. And if you checked out our interviews in the past, you will notice in every interview we started off with a brief introduction of our guests. So if you don't mind, can you let our listeners know who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Hey, I'm Ari. Thank you for having me again. I'm from New Haven, and I am a model. I've been doing it for about 6 to 7 years now, so it's definitely a passion of mine.
Okay, 6 to 7 years. She got a little experience under her belt. You know, kudos to you. Kudos to you. I mentioned in our previous conversation how entertaining it was watching you express yourself in multiple different ways over social media. It's like you aren't afraid to be yourself or share your happiness through the videos you put on your Instagram and TikTok or any other platforms for that matter. And, you know, being the person that's free to share them sides of yourself, it tells a lot about you. Now, what or who influenced your characteristics that contributed to this fun side of expressing yourself like you did impersonating Michael Jackson? And does this create an avenue where things like acting and vlogging will be a thing you'll be interested in doing in the future?
So I've actually always been like this. Like when I was a kid, I used to like prop my camera up and just break out in a routine. Or if I was at a family function, my mom would be the one to call me like, "Aaron, do that dance." Be like, so I've just always been like that. Very outgoing, very genuine. So I just have ideas and I just go for it. But as far as like acting and vlogging, it's not something I've necessarily looked into just yet. If the opportunity presents itself, I would be more than open to like explore, but it's just not something I've, you know, put too much thought into just yet.
Jeez, I hope you do, man. That's all I'm gonna say. Now, you've been in fashion shows and executed them flawlessly. You also openly expressed support for others and coached models as well. Now, what was the experience like becoming a model yourself and the difference you noticed when coaching them? What do you feel is one of the biggest barriers keeping newer models from building that confidence to start modeling and seeing themselves doing the same thing as big as walking into fashion shows?
So, it's funny because when I first started this little journey of mine, I thought I wanted to be a creative director. I used to have really like elaborate ideas, and I love the process of making them come to life. But then after a while, I realized I wanted to be the one to make it come to life. Like, I wanted to be the model, and that's kind of how I started getting into modeling. I was fortunate enough to be able to be a model coach for Couture Modeling Agency, as well as working with CNE's Productions, and I was a model coach there as well. And the biggest difference is just, you know, being able to give critiques, but also encouraging the models at the same time. You don't want to make them feel bad. So like that was really like a goal of mine, to like, no matter what, whether it was good feedback or a critique, you know, I always wanted it to be like strength-based, and I always wanted them to feel good in the end and want them to keep wanting to push to be better. But really, I think the biggest barrier for a lot of models are themselves. Like, people tend to like get in their heads or overthink, you know. It's so many ways you can think of how things could go wrong, but you know, I say, you know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't shoot. So I just say, you know, you should go for it. Like, don't let that negative get in your way.
Okay. Much respect. Now, you have been in many photo shoots with very talented photographers like your sister. I mean, if you can give her a shout out, what's her name?
Paris William Productions.
She switched it up. It's not Pixels by P no more.
No, that was the old one, but now it's Paris William Productions because she does videography as well as photography. So.
Okay, yeah, she's really talented too, man. For real. Now, where did that comfort for being behind the camera and developing the confidence to strike that pose come from without worrying about, like, how the photos would come out? What kind of photo shoots do you feel you perform your best at?
So, it's funny because when I kind of decided that I wanted to get into modeling was around the same time my sister decided she wanted to get into photography. So, it was just kind of like a match made in heaven. We just practiced with each other. It was a lot of trial and error and just doing it, and we kind of both gained a lot of knowledge and experience in both of our respective crafts, and that's just kind of how it's worked out for me. I don't think too much about stuff. I just do it, and if it looks good, it looks good. If it doesn't, then I'll be like, okay, I won't do that again. So it's really trial and error for me. But I prefer outdoor concept shoots. Those are my favorite. I like doing like kind of far-fetched stuff in a way. I hate studio shoots. They're cool, but I feel like it's so hard to be as creative. But when you have like the scenery set and then the outfit and the background and everything it's just given, like that's my favorite type of shoot.
Okay, now, what is the main focus when it comes to the goals you wish to accomplish? And when sitting in your room reflecting on everything in your life, what would you say drives your conscience and make you feel like it's something you need to get done in your life? And how do you feel that path to getting it done is going so far?
That's such a good question. you know, I feel like I'm at a point right now where I'm just going with the flow. You know, I just want to be better than I was yesterday, really. I think in like prior years, I would get so in my head about things and I was trying to plan so far ahead and I was just stressing myself out. And I'm just at a point where now, like, I just let things happen organically and let it flow. I just want to be the best version of me and I want to do things that make me happy. So as long as I'm happy and I feel like I'm growing in some way, shape, or form, that's really just what I'm focusing on for right now.
Small and brief. I don't know if I like this or not, but no, she warned me big time. You know, see that I was gonna begin to hang up this phone call, man, but now I'm playing. Now, are you currently working on any projects now or noticing talented people that you would like to collaborate with in the future?
I don't have my eyes set on anyone right now. One thing I do want to get back into is travel modeling. I did it for like a year and it was a lot of fun. I would I went to Florida and I worked with a couple photographers out there. I went to Boston and I met a couple of people. I went to Philly. It was just like, I didn't go like super, super far, but it was just like the opportunity to meet different people, network, you know, meet different photographers and learning their different styles and how they do things. Like, that was really cool. So, yeah, I definitely would like to get back into that soon because that was a really fun, a great networking tool.
Yeah, she went from Florida, she went to Philly, she been around the world and now, yeah, yeah. Run, Diddy, run! Let me stop. Yo, I'm playing. It was funny. All right, so now, we already did that. Now, who are some of the people that you would like to shout out, and where's the best place for anyone to reach you if they would like to contact you to do work?
So, you know, first and foremost, I thank God because, you know, Wendy, you're okay. But I want to shout out my agency, Couture Modeling Agency. Casita the Brand for always doing my hair. Millie Melted It for always doing my hair. My cousin, Lay, my best friend, my mom, my dad, you know, all the people that have been in my corner and been supporting me through my whole journey and just, you know, always uplifting me. I appreciate them. If you want to reach me, you can email me at arithemodel@yahoo.com, or you can, you know, always hit me up on Instagram @_REGARIEEG. That's my name on all platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram.
Aye, and I want to shout out my 6 baby mamas, A, B, C, D, and E, and F. No, I'm joking. No kids. All right. So anyway, we here. We done did our thing. We done got the inside scoop on. I told her she was gonna do a good job, man. And she doing her thing. She got some nice content that she's delivering out there. So go check out her platform. Now, I highly recommend y'all do go check it out. Reach out to her if y'all definitely want to do work. Don't waste the time, man. She got a lot of stuff on her hands. You know what I mean? So anywho, I'd like to thank you, Erie, for calling in. It was a much great pleasure, and I hope that we can keep on tabs and keep the news updated on stuff you got going on. Thanks for calling in. I think you cut off a little bit. What you said?
I don't know.
She said, of course, thank you, y'all.